topic for today is more a continuation of the last time we spoke about the electricity on Shabbos. Today is some more applications of electricity on Shabbos, and we'll join it together some other aspects of technology on Shabbos. Let's speak about, number one, security systems and everything that's involved with that, as well as opening, some common examples, opening hotel doors, automatic toilets, and automatic sinks. I think that should cover, that should keep us busy for a while. Okay, so in order to figure this out, first of all, we're going to figure out what is entailed, what are we talking about in each of these, what happens when we do each of these things, and we'll figure out what possible malachos are involved. So in terms of security systems, we're going to have to speak about, number one, very often security systems contain lights, all types of lights that the person's going to encounter, is going to be, you're going to walk someplace and the light's going to go on to see who's around, to see if anyone's with them. So what are the issues there? Then we're going to have to be talking about, classically, there's a camera. It's usually a person is seen on a camera, and it gets usually recorded in the hard drive of the camera that a person was seeing, what's involved with that. Then we have to start speaking about, let's say the system, let's say the camera is not actually being on, not on at the moment, but mikol makom, every time you walk by a motion detector, even if nothing is on, still it senses you and it will give a beep. It will some LED light will go on someplace. Does that matter at all? And then we'll speak a little bit about the automatic toilets and sinks, about the way that they work is by breaking circuits, creating circuits to have them flush and have the water come out. So let's try to break down the shailas here in terms of what we're talking about. So the old question would be, is first of all, what malacha is involved? So back in the day, most lights would have been, you see a light, the question is usually, everyone was worried about the old incandescent bulbs, that there would be a fire, they're considered Eish, that's what Rav Chaim Moser thought, that's what other Gedolei Achronim thought, not everyone agreed, but that was more or less the consensus. But most of our lights right now are not that anymore. Most of them are LED lights, some other form of lights. There's probably no fire involved anymore in most of our lights. So that, per se, wouldn't be the issue, the largest issue anymore in terms of the lights. Or other issues in turning on lights, as we'll get to soon. But now, in terms of, and if those of you, for example, are following on the sheets, the big issue, if it happened on the computer, for someone who goes is seen on a camera, the question is, what does that matter or not? Does that matter at all? So, for example, this is what we've been talking about throughout this year. The Mori Eish says, what do you mean? Is it a problem? So, first of all, why should it be a problem at all? What malacha would it be? So in theory, what malach would it be, if a person being seen on a camera, those who argue that it could be kosev. How could it be kosev? You didn't write any letters. So the Rambam says, as like, Perek Yedbez Alacha Yedzayin, Roshem told us kosev, that kosev doesn't only mean literally writing letters and words. It includes within it making impressions. Ketar Roshem Rishomim Betsuros Bakosel, you make forms. Make pictures on the wall with a shoshar, using some type of red paint, of a veyotzi book, derech atzayorim roshmin, hareze chayev mishum kosev. So obviously, even though you're not writing letters when you're appearing on a camera, you are making a form of yourself on the screen. Okay, so does that matter here? First of all, I have to figure out, wait a second, this is maybe it's Eino Miskayim. That's what we're talking about. How long does this last? That's a factor we're going to have to talk about. Does it matter that this is this the normal way of writing? Is it Kelachayad? Is it a Shinoi? We'll have to talk about that.
Kavana.
The next question is this your Kavana? Is it Javish Eino Miskayim? And on the other hand, it's a Psik Resha. Every time. Is it Psik Resha Lo Nichole? So I have to talk about the rules of psikresha, lo nechole, davar she'eino miskaven, and the like, to see whether or not these are going to be problems at all. And then we're going to have to, within that, chazer some of the things we spoke about electricity itself. So might as well start, because we have a work cut out for us. Now, in terms of ksiva, so again, seemingly first look, it should be a problem of writing, because as we said, the Rambam says, Kesar Roshim Rishamim, not only letters, this is also a problem as well. So, let's break down the Shail of Ksiva itself into two different components. Because really, when you're on the camera, it's happening, two different things are happening, usually, classically. Number one, you're on the camera itself, on the screen of the camera. And number two, you're also now you become part of the hard drive of the machine. The whole point of the camera is that people will be able to look back afterwards, a day, two, 3 days later, and they find out something happened, and they'll be able to look back and see. So you don't remain on the screen forever, but you remain in the hard drive until, different systems work differently, and people hold on to it for different amounts of time. So we'll have to talk about, number one, the ksiva, the possible ksiva, number one, on the screen, and number two, in the hard drive of the machine. So maybe let's first think of within the hard drive of the machine. That would be the... So is that itself, what I say, is that is ki'ilu, or rishamim, in the... Now there are forms... in the hard drive of the machine. So, how exactly do you analyze such a thing? There's no Gemara which Beferi speaks of computers and cameras and things like that. There is a Yerushalmi which speaks of the following. Yerushalmi in Perek Habona and Shabbos, which describes the following. Yud Beis Dalet, Yud Beis, Perek Yud Beis Lachad Dalet. Amar Rav Chia, Bar Ilein b'nei Madincha Arumen, these very wise, smart individuals, they want to send something mysterious, something secret to their friends. Have a kasa b'nei milin, they would write with some type of invisible ink. V'hein d'mekabel kasvayu shofech dio she'en ba'afatz, they would pour on some type of ink on top of it. Who collate Makam Aksav, and it would be absorbed into the area which was written on beforehand. So ask the Yerushalmi, also came b'Shabbos Mahu. If somebody did that on Shabbos, what's to that? So the Nosei Kalim explained they did the second thing. They did the pour. They poured out the ink on the what was already in the cloth, and they brought out the letters. The Gemara says that would be chayiv. It would be considered like dio al gabe dio, sikra al gabe sikra, dio al gabe sikra al gabe dio chaye. It sounds like in this case. Why do you need that? Here you're bringing out the letter.
If the letters come, sort of appear without, it's not.
It's interesting, not so simple, but here you're pouring something on the letters itself. I don't know. It's different. It's not, you're not working around the letters. It's interesting. Whether that would be, that's not really a discussion. It's Machlokas Ryan and the Rash, but whether Chok Tolchos is Chayev no Chashab. Okay. So
Shalmi
Pasen Zichayev. Shalmi Pasen Zichayev, but for what? That's for the bringing it out. So does that mean, does that mean the first one was letters or not? I mean, the guy who put in the Meimilin was Hichai, but the second guy who brought it out. So there's some Achronim who claim that we see from there, comparing to Ksav al Gavi Ksav, that the first one is also Ksav. Could be yes, you could say no, but anyway, most Achronim say that's completely irrelevant to our discussion, because either way, that's at least when I wrote something on the paper and I'm getting something out in the same place. Masha Inkein, no one is going into the inside of the machine to actually see the letters where they are. You're not bringing out the letters where they are. The way Rishon Zalman Orbach puts it, that ein lechayvok a kosik shabai machshir miyuchad kedelafaneach as a rishon maksuvim sham. You can't say you're writing if you need special machinery in order to extract the letters to somewhere else, maybe even to that place itself, but certainly to somewhere else. You can't say you're writing in the insides of the machine. There are no letters there. If someone would go there, no one would be able to read it. So, in terms of the inside of the machine, there are no letters there. That is not considered writing. So now, how about the screen? So it's at face value. There, you could actually see the letters. You could look at it. You could see the letters. In this case, you could see the picture, which a picture is 1,000 words. So, why would that itself not be a problem? In terms of ksiva, and before I get up to miskayim type of things. So, again, Rav Shlomo Zalman is quoted in many places that here the letters are not really there. What do you mean the net letters are not really there? Even if they'll remain there indefinitely, he says the only reason the letters are really going to be there is because electricity is continuing is being mamshich that it's there. The letters are not really connected to. They're not really on the paper. They're not really on the screen. You could see them, yes. But there's no connection between that and the paper. At the time when I was learning this, I asked Rav Shachter, like, wait, well, who cares? Why does that matter at all? He gave me an example. There's Gemaras in Git and Daf Chaf, which speak of a person, they sew on letters onto some background. Ksav al gabi, and what's the legend? Andruchti, kipal andruchti. You sew something onto some other surface. So it's on in a very temporary way, or even if possibly there is no surface at all, let's say, is it ksiva d'oraisa? If I make a tuna fish into a certain shape, so is that ksiva d'oraisa? So the Gemara's there seem to say, at least in terms of a get, that it is not considered a get, it's not considered ksiva, at least in terms of a get, if it's not connected to the background and it's not written on the background, it's not permanently there, that can't be considered ksiva. So in this situation, I mean, clearly not everything is going to be considered writing. I'll give you an example. Lamashal, this is what convinced me that it's like not everything is ksiva. The mashal would be if the person makes a shadow on the wall. Then obviously we don't say that now I created my form on the wall or on the floor, but you make a puppet show, in such a form. The Gemara said the person's allowed to look in the mirror on Shabbos fundamentally, other than other types of problems. We don't say, oh, he created a form of himself in the mirror. So at a certain point, there has to be some real connection between the letters. Actually have to be there. Something. If something could break the connection between you and the letters, and or the letters are not fully on the paper, or whatever I'm using, then one could argue the case that it's not real ksiva. And for that reason, many poskim believe that ksiva on computer screens is not ksiva at this point. It seems to be debated. It's a very important halacha in Afkamina. Besides for Hilchos Shabbos, it's very important Afkamina for Hilchos. What's that?
Chol Moed
also, but also for Hilchos Shemus. Hilchos Shemus, a person writes Shem Hashem, they have Divrei Torah on their screen, you'd be in big trouble. You can never erase it anymore. So most poskim are makel. the quote of Vayashiv really thought it was, he thought it was still Ksav, and he thought it was very problematic. Is we don't have any foolproof rayos that it's not Ksav. Anyway, there's some more mamakomos here in terms of whether or not Ksiva on computer screens and Ksiva on and Ksiva in terms of the machinery itself is Ksiva. But for the moment, most poskim will tell you it's probably drabanon, though it's not 100% mochruch that that is the case. It could be, it's possible that on a screen could still possibly be in a sederaisa.
Yeah, what about like if you're like a soda bottle comes out of the fridge and you like draw something with your finger on that, is that considered?
Interesting. So, we'll have to speak about Miskayim later. Miskayim will peak as another factor. I sort of wanted to separate this as Miskayim. Here it's Kilo, even if Luyitzer, this would stay there forever. This is not built in Miskayim. That, I have to figure out how long will that really last anyway. Right? I think just simply the... It depends on the weather, it depends on the other circumstances. And probably for the same reason, probably hard to say that would be Ksiva D'oraisa. So again, I have some more Ramakomos here discussing whether or not these things would be Ksiva D'oraisa or not. But let's assume for the worst for the moment. I mean, it's possible that it wouldn't be, but very possibly that it is Ksiva D'oraisa.
And real film would be Ksiva
D'oraisa. Real film? What do you mean by that?
Like an old-fashioned camera.
Right. So I don't think any of these work that way.
Yeah.
Right? I have no idea.
Just conceptually.
Conceptually, would they be real or not? So...
It leaves a
roshan that people could see. Yeah. Yeah, probably yes. Your kavanah is not really for that film. So it's interesting. Your kavanah is not really for that film, so maybe we'll run into the other things. It leaves a roshan, but the roshan really needs another machine to bring it out to its fullest. If I remember correctly, when I was learning it, I think I saw people talk about that. Okay, so... Yeah, I think there's a... Rabbi Shachter, when I was talking to him, he discussed how about alphabet soup and skywriting. So he's in Rabbi Shurkin. I think Harry Kedem, I think he at the time, he asked the Rav about it. So a lot of this is printed in Harry Kedem and it's on Shabbos. So issue number one, and so in terms of Ksiva, so we're less worried probably in terms of the inside of the machine, in terms of the screen. Most posts can probably tell you it is at worst Rabbanon, but it's not Mokrok that that's the case. But moving on to our next discussion, let's say Hashtu Da'as Lahachi, once we're here, and everyone has these security cameras anyway. So recently, a photographer asked the following question. He says, everyone makes a bar mitzvah. You make a simcha and shul. So you know you have the simcha already there. You have it on the camera. You have the security camera already. He sees what's going on. So what's his name bar mitzvah? Let's hear his drasha. Let's see how he learned the parasha. You have it on film already. It's already on from before Shabbos. So what are you, in essence, what are you doing? So most posts can tell you the following. That, forgetting about whether or not this is Ksiva or not, but what it is what's stopping me, for example. Let's say I go to a recording studio on Shabbos. I record something, I record a song, I record a movie, whatever it is, I record something. So then, even though, you could argue with the case it's not Ksiva, but what is it? What it is either something we talked about last time, divorced from electricity, even before we get to electricity. What it is, bonus and or makir pathish. Because in what way? Because until now I had a whatever the new gadget you're saving it on. I didn't know a tape, a CD, a record, whatever it was going to be. Until now I had a blank CD, a blank record. Now, I have one which has in it this recording, which you now want to hold on to indefinitely. So now, albeit it looks exactly as it was, it feels exactly as it was, but it could do infinitely different things than it did until now. Right? So now, whatever we've been talking about, in other words, about typing on computers, but if I download things onto computers, I save my files onto computer. So now, instead of having a computer which is empty, which is blank, I have a computer which has all my important things on it, which has all my important information in it. I have So for example, Rav Shlomo Zalman, even though he doesn't agree necessarily to Chazon Ish about turning on electricity because it's only temporary and the like, but here, what I did was something which was meant to be permanent. I'm recording this to hold on to. I want it this way. So then Now I made something. I made something which didn't exist until now. Is there a parallel from Shas? Not so poshut. Where do you find such a thing? Where do you find such a thing at all? Certainly on the Drabbanan levels we have, but it's not exactly the same. We have Tikkun Mana Lagabe Drabbanan Dika things, Lagabe Serveheter. If you take from Tovel something, but Mikvah, from Matvil something, then it goes with
it.
Chumos and Maisros, where a matir is something, may Isser Leheter, there, you look at it beforehand, you look at it afterwards, it looks exactly the same. So at least it's a Tikkun Drabbanan, but it's Eino Doma to this exactly, because there it's only halachic, but it's halachic. The nature of the change is halacha. It's hard to call it physical either, but there's a change in the a change that could be actualized, that people could notice if they play it, if they load it, whatever. If you guys are learning Baba Kama, this is very interesting. The discussions like this, is this considered hezek nikar, hezek sheino nikar? Guys are learning Baba Kama. If I pour water on your computer, so it's going to look exactly the same as it did before. It's going to be the same exact shape as it did before, but it's going to be whatever information was on it is now finished. So it's going to be worth a lot less to you. So will you mazik it or not? So is that considered hezek nikar or hezek sheino nikar? Higufa, the fact that I'm holding on to something to be miskayim, is man rav, that gufa could be a form in terms of this case, hezek nikar, for our purposes, bonus/makavipatish. I created something new on Shabbos. So if you record something, if you're trying to take pictures on Shabbos, like what exactly is the problem? If you're putting it into the machinery, so this would be the problem, in the sense now you're trying to create something on Shabbos. So even in this case, even Rav Shlomo Zalman would be moda to basically Chazon Ish, more or less. That you're trying to create something.
This is the psak from Rav Shlomo Zalman.
So, just the quick review so far in terms of the writing, in terms of the Ksiva Shebo, we're less concerned of it in the machine. We're more concerned of it on the screen, because at least there the letters are. You can see the letters, albeit it's at least as we pointed out, it's not connected to the screen in the fullest way. It's only. It's only because the electricity is continuing to provide for it. But then we continued, it's worse when you're actually trying to create something permanent. So, if I was trying to use the same security system and the same camera to take pictures of the bar mitzvah, to listen to somebody's shir, or to listen to the great chazan or the great baltvila, whatever, then those would be problematic, because I'm trying to preserve, I'm trying to create something new, a new file on Shabbos, bonus/makavipatish. which now gets us back to our last discussion as well. Okay. So now, many of these other applications have octahedral electricity itself. Okay, I'm not creating anything new in terms of that. I'm sort of something that I'm trying to save. I'm not forgetting about the writing. In terms of security systems, once we're here, we'll talk about the other things we have to ask to talk about, the automatic sinks, the doors, etc. So it really depends this is certainly the issues in terms of the automatic sinks, the doors, the automatic doors, and application of electricity. And really, it should depend on everything we spoke about at the time. We spoke about last time, we went just to the quick review of the basic shittos. Back in the old day, they thought that electricity included havara, included fire. We generally do not assume so at this point. We then discussed the opinion of the Chazon Ish. It thought it was a form of binyan. It was a form of binyan, either in the form of a tika, as an adjoining to adjoining the two parts together in a firm type of way, which was true even the kelim. We gave the example of putting screwing in one's glasses, and it was bikarka. We spoke about it was binyan bikarka by connecting the wires. That itself was a form of binyan. That was the Chazon Ish. We discussed Rav Asher Weiss Shlita. His opinion was that it was a form of makev patish in a very unique way, in the sense I'm creating something, I'm doing something innovative, harnessing technology to accomplish all different types of goals. So he gufa, even though you can't pinpoint one of the other 39 malachos, that gufa, based on what we explained in the Yishalmi, that gufa was a form of makev patish. Or was it like the Beis Yitzchak told us, was a form of molid? Molid creating something new, not a deraisa problem. We gave these a molid recha as a problem on Shabbos, a problem of the Gemara says in Bay in terms of Yontif, true on Shabbos as well. If I infuse the fragrance of something into a garment, that's a form of molid. So here I'm infusing, either I'm creating electricity and or infusing the gadget with electricity, that is a form of molid. We then spoke of Rav Shechter Shlita's opinion. I believe, if I saw later, of Henkin probably held something similar. It was the Rabbanon of Tikkun HaMa'areches, of fixing, of, it's not a broken system completely. You're not making the system in the first place, but a system is clogged, a system is broken. He discusses, for example, of Tzinor Sh'alubah Kashkasin Gemara and Ksuvis Tasamach, a pipe which gets clogged up. So it's not saying you're making a pipe anew, but rather you're getting the system to work again. So here also, the system, when it's off, it's not broken, but you're getting it to work again by turning it on. So that was his mashal of the drabanan of electricity. Now, how does that affect us? So lechora, in terms of the automatic sinks and the automatic doors, automatic number one in terms of walking through them, but also in terms of, the electric doors, electronic doors in terms of the hotels, putting it into the, instead of a key. So there, lechora, the said face value, it really depends exactly on everything we talked about there. Are we dealing with an isidaraisa? Are we dealing with an isidarabanan? That's exactly, those are classic examples. There's no other malacha going on other than electricity. There's no isser in flushing a toilet. There's no isser in turning on a sink. We do it all the time. But the issue here, because it's being done with electricity, does that change the dynamic? Does that?
I'm sorry, I just don't know. What was Rav Weiss's svara there with Makavkadish?
Since I'm harnessing something new, since I'm harnessing technology to do things, Makavkadish was basically using Malachas Machshavas. That was what we spoke about at the time.
Was that the rough approach of voice?
Yeah. Yeah. So seemingly, this would all of those these type of issues would depend on exactly this question: whether or not we're dealing with an issa d'oraisa, or with an issa d'rabbanan, of what's the nature of this d'oraisa. And these have very crucial significances because, of course, as we know, there are all types of. I mean, chalila, we keep the rabbanans as well, but there, once we're dealing with the rabbanan, there's what to be makel for kavod habrios and other factors to weigh in. Some we'll get to soon, but it's going to be critical to know. So all of them per se are going to be per se should be us there.
You can trigger shvus to
shvus. Shvus to shvus, right? Exactly. But per se, just again, just because we knocked it down, but it does not mean mutter. Just first, okay. Just now, why is it us there? In what way is it us there? It's still us there. But right. But it gives us room. It gives us more room to now start to now for the makom hatzorech. To start finding kulas if we need them. So, at face value, all of these cases are exactly just stam uses of electricity. However, we should note
unless
they talk about the Chazon Ish. So, at face value is exactly totally on the same thing. However, wait a second. Is this exactly the same thing as regular use of electricity? Let's take it back for a second. For several reasons. For example, Rav Asher Weiss himself was asked this in a tshuva. The tshuva was to him, someone wanted to be mekel. I think this was in the tshuva itself, which led him to write it, or I don't remember. It was either there or in one of the articles, one of the journals afterwards. He read it either in the tshuva itself or in the Yeshurun journal. One of them had from... Someone wanted to be mako about opening these hotel doors. This is why. It was for us al piyach hazanish to iser dafka siyas kli. He thinks he understands the hazanish in a way you're making a utensil and we can't manish to chadelas. It's a delas already. It's already a door. And Rosh Weiss, he pushes him off with two hands. To anyone who done him al adelas al amino al esem skiras magal chashmeli v'chudos v'imas hachashmal. I'm not speaking about the door. Rather, I'm speaking about creating the electricity and creating the circuit. And besides, he continues as we spoke about last time. This is not a multiple choice test, even though we may be machmir like the Chazon Ish, but we think there may be other problems also. It's not one or it's not, there could be multiple reasons. Why? For what reason electricity may be problematic on Shabbos? Just because this case doesn't fit for the Chazon Ish, maybe doesn't mean he would be mekel, or we should be mekel. It could be multiple problems. Maybe if that doesn't apply, something else would apply. That's what he argues. But the truth is, once you understand a little bit, it's not so simple to say what the different versions of the Chazon Ish said. Number one, we spoke about. Part of what we said was making a kli. It is something, one of the ideas that we said, is that using electricity to infuse it, which probably isn't exactly true in the same way when something is already a door. Beyond that, this was a crucial part of what the Chazon Ish was saying, is that when I turn something on, it is meant usually to stay on. The old cases, what he was talking about, I turn on an air conditioner. Turn on a fan, and turn on an LED light. So typically, you turn those things on, you turn them on, and they're on indefinitely until you do what? Until you turn it off. So I could say I built something. I built a circuit, has some sense of permanence. Masha Inkin, the whole thing is fleeting. The whole thing is... There's nothing that lasts here at all. I create the circuit for mamish and opening a door for a second and a half. Flushing the toilet is probably a little bit longer. For turning the sink is probably. I don't know the mitzvah whether or not it needs the circuit to continue as long as the sink is on or just turns it on in the first place. And I don't know the mitzvah for that. But either way, it's not for too long. So, for example, Shlomo Zalman, in one place, when he's arguing about the Chazon Ish's opinion, he suggests the afla das a Chazon Ish. He thinks it should be mutter ledaber im adam sheish machshir shmiya after magbir maxim es pulas magbiri hakol. He thinks it should be mutter in theory, in terms of his rules, to speak into a microphone, more or less, fundamentally. I changes are going on, but they're temporary. So he thinks lo shayach was that bone make bepatish. So we'll have to speak about the next time. We'll get into it in a second. Is davar sheino miskayim? Based on that, that'll be lead us directly into that. It's one point within this, just to some other classic, very common nafkamina in terms of applications of security systems, in terms of the electricity component shivo. So first of all, the Kula itself, the Rosh Weiss, told us that in terms of when the system is off, but there are all types of the motion detectors pick you up, and therefore there could be it will beep someplace, and there may be some it may show you on some screen far somewhere else that someone passed. It may beep. An LED light may go on somewhere behind the wall. You couldn't care less. There's no machshevist in that. There's no malacha in that. The whole thing is because of achshevei. Besides sikreish to the lenechle, anything like that, there's just simply no malacha. There's nothing to start with. In those type of situations, that's a very common scenario where the system is off, more or less. But as you walk by, mikol makom, the system is knowing that you're passing by anyway, in various ways. So do you have to shut off the whole system and go through a tremendous tircha? So if it's meyos tov, why not? If it's easy enough, then but how crazy do you have to do in order to do so? Probably one doesn't have to be too concerned about those type of things. There's probably no malacha going on there at all. But that's involving the security system. That's a very... these things happen. Now, this is something which also happens. Let's say we've had this happen in the shul. Let's say in the middle of Shavuos night. Middle of Shavuos night, 3 o'clock in the morning. So somebody goes into an area they shouldn't have been, or maybe someone should have shut off the alarm before knowing that someone could have gone there. And the alarm starts blaring at 3 o'clock in the morning.
It makes up the name.
That's not a good way to make friends. But the only way to shut it off is putting in the code or whatever, shutting off. Now, here, not, this is not just a temporary thing that I'm shutting off. I'm not just shutting off. Here, this is a permanent. I have to shut down the system by using electricity. So that's, again, that's a more classical question of the electricity in terms of whether or not it's daraisa or darabanan, in what way. So, but it probably is some type of issur involved per se, but if it's an issur daraisa, that's, again, you probably shouldn't do it yourself. It's probably kedai to get a guy of some sort, or maybe a shinoi or something like that. Ideally, get a guy, shvos, hopefully b'shvos in some way. It's probably malachos shenis v'yich l'gufa. Shvos to shvos. It's not every case, but
saying not all shvosim are equal,
exactly. But could we? It's not obvious, but it's the least is one shvos get a guy. You can't do it yourself. I don't think you could get a guy or something like that to put in the code and turn it off.
So that's a more serious problem because there's some kiyum to it.
Yeah.
Is that the point?
Yeah, that's my point. That's a more classical.
Shutting off the system wouldn't be moly. Presumably. I guess you could say it's...
So Rav Asher Weiss would probably still exist. I think that's what... I imagine the way many systems work, it depends how they really work. Some of them you have to put in a code, so that goofball is you're putting in the code in order to break it.
Uh-huh.
So that, I don't know, that's probably temporary. The code is probably temporary in the... I think would still be. Yeah. I think we're still using electricity to turn it off. I think that's...
This would be sorcerer instead of boner, obviously, right?
If you in a real sense, yeah, that's what I'm...
No, when you're shutting off the burglar alarm.
Either for the Chazanish, it would be shutting... Right, for the Chazanish, it would be soul. So you're shutting off a system. That's why it would be... If it's depending if you think it's a macropathic, or if it doesn't... There's no inverse of macropathic. If it's soul, if it's on the walls, you're connecting the wires on the walls. That's why it would be soul. That's correct.
It would be soul on our slimnos. That's another tzakula.
Well, do want to reopen it at some point.
Uh-huh.
You're shutting it off. It's not like you're breaking the system.
It's not Makalka as such.
No. Right? I don't think it's Makalka.
No.
Could be in Lachos Shinsi. Look over, probably. You don't want the alarm blaring at 3 o'clock in the morning. The MS is, if you take it full place, that it's really an Issa D'oraisa, and supposedly certain prominent Gedolim are quoted as saying, even in that situation, the alarm, the car alarm is blaring in the middle of the night, you can't shut it off. Because even Al Yidei Goy or whatever, there's no Shvus to Shvus, he thinks it's an Issa D'oraisa, absolutely. So Gadol, he was Machmir on that, but he was a good was Machmir, was quoted as being Machmir on that. He thinks it's also deraisa, period.
To
what? To shut off an alarm. It's even shvus, you need shvus to shvus. There's no second shvus.
Right.
So in terms of Dover She'eno Miskayim, so where does that come from? So that's where some of these Nafkamina are gonna be more important. Pain in terms of the, again, we spoke about originally, both, this is going to be important, number one, in terms of the ksiva on the screens. So on the ksiva on the screens, they're not meant to last there for indefinitely. We'll have to talk about that a little bit. Or are they? I have to figure that out. I'll explain what I mean in a second. And this is also critical in terms of everything I was just speaking about in terms of turning on the sink and these hotel doors. What is the need for Miskayim? How do you see that? So where does it come from? There are two Mishnayos. Well, first we'll start with the Rambam, Perek Tes Halacha Yud Gimel. Kol She'ein Malachta, he's talking about Soveya at that point. Kol She'ein Malachta Miskayemes B'Shabbos Pater. Okay. So that's a Rambam. There's no Mishnah, there's no Gemara about that per se, but where is he coming from? The Magen Mishnah points you to two different Mishnayos. One of the Kuf Beis and Mid Beis, Kol Osem Malachta Malachta Miskayemes B'Shabbos. And another one in Daf Kuf Dalet, in terms of Kosev, Yechayev for Kosev, Dafka, but Kosev bidover hamiskayim, al dover hamiskayim. In other words, it has to be with an ink which lasts, and on a surface which lasts. Bidover hamiskayim, al dover hamiskayim. And again, don't yet try this at home. This is only, even if it's eno miskayim, it's generally still going to be an Issa D'Rabbanan. The Ritva there points it out in the Gemara, and that's how we pass in. In Shulchan Aruch Shemem, Sif Dalid. It's still an Issa D'Rabbanan, but again, it's critical to not, in these type of Tzrachim, we have to know what level of Issa are we talking about. So what do we mean by Eino Miskayim here? This is what I said before. Let's say I write something, but I plan on erasing it. So is that Eino Miskayim? The Minchas Chinuch, for example, as a suffix, if I write something on Isurei Hana, which has to get burnt, something omid l'sreifa, but I write something. So he says, is that considered a miskayim? So he says, of course it is. He says, the pshat is the fact that you need another maisa to undo it. Extreme example, it may not be parallel, but I'll give you. Someone bakes a chocolate cake. So if the chocolate cake is good enough, it's not going to be miskayim. Right, so elamai, it doesn't have to last lo olam. If you have to do another maisa to undo it, that in theory could mean it's miskayim, and that's why this is maybe critical. Why is this relevant? Because in terms of these cameras, what happens? And by the way, this is an important point here. because other than we'll get to soon some of the enemies having shilohs and issues and psych ratios and things like that. One of the worst cases, the hardest cases to be makel in terms of the cameras is the following. Let's say I have a building where the only way to get into the building is by doing what? By standing in front of the camera, in which the guard or somebody will see you, and they'll let you in. So that's eino doma, that case where the typical case is you're walking the streets, you're walking into some place, you couldn't care less to be seen on the camera. Here, you're trying to be seen on the camera. But, we'll talk about other factors later in terms of that, but in such a case, are you considered to be, is that a davar shemiskayim or davar sheino miskayim? Why not? Because on one level, it's eino miskayim, because what's going to happen? The guy's going to let you in the building, and you're still on the camera, and you're sitting there waving to the camera, hi, and you're waving to the guard, you'll just stand there indefinitely. So the guard will think you're crazy. Meaning, the whole point is you're standing in front of the camera, they'll let you in, and you'll move away from that picture. You're not going to be on the camera anymore. But that what? But until you moved, you did something which, in theory, could have been miskayim indefinitely, but what? You just didn't plan on staying there. In theory, what it is it could it be seen as you wrote, and in theory, I want to erase it a minute later. Right? If I mamish right, you tell a kid that when you're learning math, use a pencil so in order that you'll be able to erase. So if you do your math homework on Shabbos, are you chayiv if you plan on erasing? Probably still chayiv. Right?
That'd be
extreme. What's that?
I said that would be a
little crazy. To what? To be able to do math
homework. Right. Just because you're going to erase it.
Just because you erase it. It's not true. So, but elamai, the difference probably is, if there is a difference, the difference would be probably something like that. Eino doma, something when a person writes with a pencil only because his kavana is kavana is changing. A person generally writes they want it to last. In this situation, you're planning on erasing it. Here, the entire machine is set up. Entire derech of this machine. If this is the case, it's not clear. It's not obvious at all. But do I say that this is considered eino miskayim because the whole machine is made for someone to stand in front of it for a second and a half and then move on? I'll go even further. There is a Rambam, so we pass him halacha in the Rambam's. The same halacha, the end of the halacha, betzoveya. Actually, tzoveya miskayim. Tzoveya she'eno miskayim klal, gon shehevir srak or sheshar. Al gabi barzona choshes it's full pader. Shari atom aviro l'shaito of ein tzoveya klum. Wrong example. That wasn't what I wanted. He speaks about the following: hakosiv al besaro b'dio. Person who writes on his skin. Chayiv neshehu or. It's the same status. It's just like you're writing on leather, a cloth. First person's hand is cloth. Sometimes my children think so. Af shechamim of besaro. It's not going to stay there too often. It's not going to stay there for too long. It's the person's perspiration is going to erase it. Still, and even though it's probably person that's involuntary, the person's not going to decide later I'm going to perspire and therefore to erase what I wrote, even though it's involuntary, still that's considered like another maisa when you're erasing it later on. So, but in some of these cases, Okay, so in terms of standing in front of the camera, that's less obvious. Could that be miskayim? Could that be ainah miskayim? Not so simple. But let's say there are going to be, I'll show you now, there are some cases. I was very excited. This is my chiddush of the last, developed over the last week. So this is new Torah. I mean, anyway, it could be in Chodesh Tachas HaShemesh, it could be it's all wrong, but I said some of this over to Rabbi Willig, so this is what there is. He's been giving shiur about this topic recently, about Davar She'eino Miskayem. So the problem is as follows. If there is really this general rule in Hilchos Shabbos of Davar She'eino Miskayem being Potter, let me show you several Gemaras which show that it can't be absolute. So with Gemaras and Dinim, which post can speak, let's say I light a match. How long is that going to last for?
Less than a minute.
It's not going to last very long. Mikol makom, if you light a match on Shabbos, okay. If you'll tell me there's no Gemara which says that, okay. There's a Gemara which says the following. We don't paskin this way, but again, there's a lot of alumnus goes into figuring out how this works. We know in order to be chayef Hilchos Shabbos for Hotzah, one has to have an Akira and a Hanacha. You have to uproot it in one Rishos, put it down in another Rishos. Okay. So let's say I throw something from Rishos HaYachid through the Rishos HaRabim into another Rishos HaYachid. So we pass in your potter because it never landed in Rishos HaRabim. It never had Hanacha Rishos HaRabim. Fine. However, Rabbi Akiva famously is known for his Shita that Kluta Kamisha Huncha Damya. I'm not interested in discussing the lumpness of that right now. How the fact is absorbed in the airspace of the Rishos HaRabim, it's considered as if it's Munach Rishos HaRabim. One thing I guarantee you, unless we redo the laws of physics, that is not going to be Miskayim too long. Right? If I Kluta Kamisha Huncha, very nice, but it's not going to be there too long. It's just, as they say, floating through. So Elamai, there are two things, there's something that's got to give. Either the concept of Miskayim doesn't mean what we thought it meant. There's not this, and this rule that things have to last forever, period, or indefinitely for a very long time, whatever that shear of Miskayim is going to be, which is also not clear within itself. Some say it means Malachim Miskayim is Bishab, is four Shabbos. Some read the Mishnah, others read the Mishnah differently. But is there such a rule that it has to be Miskayim, an overarching rule in Hilchos Shabbos? Because we see these cases, clearly it's not the case. It's not an end, rather, what does it mean? What it means is there a significance to whatever I did? Did I do something which had a certain significance? Did I do something which is, for example, Sefer, one of the Sfarim that Rabbi Willig has been using, Nesiv Chaim, Talmud Chacham Yerushalayim, Nesiv Chaim, Knobloch, right? Knobloch, yeah. So he, for example, explains that the idea of Davar She'eino Miskayem, he gives, for example, a person who puts on perfume. I mean, I haven't done it. A person on perfume, makeup. They put on makeup on Shabbos. I usually try to avoid it on Shabbos. So so he puts on makeup on Shabbos. The Gemara, she puts on makeup on Shabbos, so she's chayiv. Now, it's not going to last for too long. So LMI, since it's probably going to last. This LMI, since it's going to last, as long as it's supposed to last, and as long as makeup usually lasts, then you're still going to be chayiv for it, he thinks. It's only when you're trying to do something inferior. You can debate this. I'll give another mashal. The Gemara says, map is mursa. The Gemara says, it's chayiv, mishum bone, amach, pas, machulis, rashi, in the Rambam. Map is mursa, a person who pops a pimple on Shabbos is chayiv. Again, how that skin is going to heal. I'm not a doctor. I don't know exactly how long, but pretty quickly. Baruch Hashem, Kodesh Baruch Hu created us in a way that we heal pretty quickly. It doesn't seem like it's a binyan which will necessarily last as long as a binyan will last a binyan that has to be miskayim. So elamai, the vart would be as long as I am doing something, and it's lasting as long as it's supposed to last, albeit for a certain period of time. And I'll go even further. I'll hold off at this point for a second. And or, that's one mahalach. As long as I did something which is meant to be done the normal way it's being done, I'm not doing it in a lesser type of form in a way which is not going to be miskayim. Writing is normally supposed to be miskayim. If I'm writing in a lesser form, writing with fruit juice, then that's not, or instead if I normally build a certain way and I'm building it in a lesser way. So that's eino miskayim. And again, if you have some of the marmakomos, which I believe they're early and emailed them to you, I believe. So if you want to look into some more, so if you take that mahalach, it would depend. Look at me one more second, I'll get one more point in. And the Shvisa Tashabbos suggests something else as well, another explanation. He tries to show as well that there are some of the marmakomos we just quoted, that maybe there are differences between what malachos I'm talking about. Maybe certain malachos require more of a miskayim than others. And he proves that, he thinks making ice, for example, back in the day they'd make ices in a certain way. I guess we put things in a freezer. They would mix some combination with salt and ice. It was fascinating how they used to do this. I went to experiment at home to see what would happen. So this machalek between makke bepatish, ironically, may need less of a malacha. I'm sorry, less of a kiyum than other forms. I'll go even further. This is the direction I was thinking. Baruch Hashem, that same Nesiv Chaim suggested the following. He was machalek between some of the standards of malacha. Let's say for kosher, we need shel kayama. Probably tofer, maybe even need more of a shel kayama. Other malachas less so. For example, he says kesha shel kayama may not be nisa drabanan. Begadol his chilek is the following: machali between malachas chibor and malachas yitzira. When am I combining something? In order to say something is considered combined, it has to last for longer. Otherwise, they're not really considered combined. If I put something together for 2 minutes, that they're not really joined. Mashenkein, to say I created something. Once I create something, even though it may not last, that's considered a yitzira. Why is this significant? And another place where this comes up, for example, if I deal with temporary kelim, if I make a Pesach and a soda can, for example, Pesach Yaf, opening a soda can, temporary kelim, or I open a mustiki. So Rav Moshe and a tshuva is machalik between makke v'patish and binyan. It's this complicated tshuva when he's dealing with opening a temporary kelim. I think it's Aleph Kuf Chaf Beis. That's it. Yeah. So he's machalik between bone and makke v'patish. The more you could deal, possibly, one level, the more you're dealing with makke v'patish, even though you're dealing with something temporary, there may be room for it. Since I have. Sit again. Different point. It's a different aspect of what we're talking about. I'm saying even though it's a temporary kli, you could still do something to it. An idea that you could still do something to it. Let's say make a Pesach or something like that, and still be considered bonus/macro. Right? That is a different nekuda. My point is the following. As follows. It really depends. Like, I was bothered by the following. How could anyone entertain the possibility that creating a circuit in terms of opening a hotel door or opening a sink or something like that, how could that be an issur d'oraisa? It's not miskayim. It's period. It's not miskayim. It can't be miskayim. The whole point. Since the thing is not meant to stay on, the circuit's certainly not meant to stay, not to stay closed, it's meant to go off in 30 seconds. I made up a number. So how could it be? So if, again, this goes back to exactly what we were thinking about last time. The more you believe that the Chazon Ish is thinking in terms of teka and binyan in the real sense of building the mechubar lechag or teka, how could that be teka? It's teka is meant to stay permanently. The whole point here is it's meant to stay for 10 seconds, 30 seconds, whatever it is. How could that be tikkah? If the pshat is what he's really getting at, this is not a malechas of the chibur, I'm, in fact, I'm joining this together. Rather, what this is, a malach of yitziras koach, I'm creating something new with this. With this, I'm creating a new force, a new power, which with it, with which it accomplishes something. And so, certainly, if you move in the Rav Asher Weiss direction, the needs for miskayim are going to be completely different. It could be a yitzira chashuva minei ubei. It could be. You can debate. It's not obvious at all, but it's not impossible. It's reasonable to say. If you're talking about tikkah and binyan in the regular sense, it's pashit. It's not miskayim. How could I say that's a binyan? So it really very much depends on what we were talking about last time. What the gedder is of the malach, what we mean by what we're saying here. It could be yitzira chashuva. This could be a yitzira. It could be not. It could debate that, but at least it's within reason.
Bone is a malachas chibur, right?
What's that?
Bone is a malachas chibur.
Complicated. He was that sefer was actually arguing that it wasn't. That sefer actually arguing what it wasn't. He was arguing that there is something you built, that you created something into. These terms are a little bit. It depends what you're talking about. They're probably different aspects of the same thing.
But Rabbi is saying he's trying to differentiate between Bono and Makabapatish.
I'm saying Makabapatish is less of a. There are different aspects of
you
the emesis.
You can die sooner by Makabapatish than by Bono.
Part of the problem here is that it's very hard to figure out what Bono is, what Makabapatish is, and what the difference is between them. It's a little bit beyond us right now. It's very difficult to do. The Machlokasim Amorayim and Rishonim and every time they come up, but for example, I mean, right? The whole beginning of Perek HaBona is figuring Machlokas of Rav and Shmuel, which one's Bona, which one's Makabat? Right. Could they be both? Again, Makat Mapis Mursa, we said, is Machlokas Rashi and the Rambam.
Most of the
right, there. That's Machlokas Rav and Shmuel.
Yeah.
Right, so all of those cases, again, and we're not in position right now to talk about all of these. All I wanted to show is it really depends which Malach I'm talking about and what type, what together, what we mean by it. Is it theoretically possible? What do they mean that it's speaking about Mishkan? I really believe that Samachronim, really do believe that this type of thing. Again, Rav Moshe, when he was speaking into a microphone, he described the Chashash Daraisa. Speaking into a microphone, there's nothing which lasts forever in speaking into a microphone. I changed the coal, that's all I did. What's he talking about? Elamai, I think he means something along these lines. I'll add a step, though I'm not convinced the Chazon Ish. Two more minutes of this, we have a lot more to do. But what was I going to say? The Chazon Ish, he says in terms of where does he get his idea from, right in the same paragraph when he's speaking about electricity, he speaks of winding a watch. Winding a watch, the Chayi Adam already says that you're Chayiv Mishom Bona. He says, what's the binyan there? Bona, he turns to Muslim, it's Bona, Malach is Chibor. He says, I'm not Machaber anything there. There's no Chibor there at all. So Elamai, what the binyan comes from is there. He says before, he uses these words. And I don't know. You almost saw this of Nesif Chaim Sefer. You know, it doesn't work. But it says the pshat is Yisiras Koach. That's what he said. He says the pshat is I created anew by winding the watch. I caused the springs to run in a certain way. That gufa. He says it's Yisiras Koach lahamidara al tchunaso to get something to continually run. In that case, it's to continually run. In this case, it's not to continually run. So I don't even know if the Chazon Ish would be moda. And their emes is, he may only say it in terms of when I'm putting something into a machine. Ironically, the Chazon Ish himself seems to say the guy at the power plant. Again, this is not so relevant for most of us right now. But if I am generating electricity at the power plant, I'm turning the wheel, whatever. So he thinks that guy. I would think in lecha chayev dola mizu. He thinks no, since he's not putting. He needs the kli of some sort. He has to put it into a kli. Generating the electricity itself, he thinks is not the right stuff. At least not Bona. Maybe he thinks something else. I don't know. It's fascinating. He writes this in his give and take with Rav Shlomo Zalman. Anyway, in terms of Miskayim, I thought at least we'd give a Pesach to explain some of these shiklos. So, in terms of the cameras standing in front of it, it's not obvious whether that would be considered Miskayim or not. But it's going to be important per se. Standing in front of the camera to get in the building, per se, should be aser. The only way to start thinking about it is, can I find the shvus to shvus or something like that? But Malcolm Sorak Gadol, somebody in the hospital, something like that. Is it a shvus to shvus? Even we have to figure out where are these two drabbanans going to come from. number one, if you'll tell me the ksiv on the screen may start out as Drabanan, okay, that's possible. But is it Miskayim? It's not so easy to say it's not Miskayim. It's not so easy, because if I stood there indefinitely, it needs another Maisa to say that.
If it's not plugged in,
so what some of the poskim do is they tell you to do what they. What do you mean it's not plugged in?
It might have died, but also, if it has a screensaver or something.
Screensavers is the way that Yasha suggested that. This will be. We'll move on. Maybe we'll speak 2 minutes now about. If anyone's following the pages, we'll skip right now to Shinoi, which is page 21, if you're following, and then I want 2 minutes on that, and then I want to start the rest of the time about segregation. That should be the Iker. That's really the Iker thing. So are these things considered a Shinoi? So Rav Gelbar is one of the co-authors of Archos Shabbos, very, very well-known sefer right now, but he also wrote another sefer called Nesiva Shalom. His name is Shalom Gelbar, hence the Shalom. Nesiva Shalom, that's on the Klolim of Shabbos. He discusses Psik Resha and Melach Shiva Gufa and Grama and much of that. So he first notes that Kalach HaYad is not totally, but often Kloli L'chol Melach, L'chol Nosei Bifnei Atmo. For example, this is a very important point. Like, this is a great example. Why this is very important is standing in front of the camera the normal way to write. So normally, we would think the normal way to write is you take out, I don't know if anymore, but back in the day, this is a pen, you should know that the normal way people would write was the pen and paper. Now, most people is the normal way to write by standing in front of a camera. So how do you analyze such a thing? So it probably is the normal way to use the camera. It probably would be very, very strange if someone would walk over to the computer screen or the camera screen and start taking out a pen. What they would do is, instead of, do you want to see my picture on the screen, you start drawing on the screen a picture of yourself. Or, you know, you have an artist stand there, the guy wants to see you upstairs, you have him draw a sketch of you and send it upstairs. That would be very strange. So that's certainly not the way you would normally try to get into the building or try to show up on the camera. The normal way to do it would be stand in the front of the camera. And a riot to that seemingly would be, there's a Gemara which speaks of the following. This is Rav Gelbar's riot. This isn't mine. He says the following, that the, I'll give one example of a few that he has. The Gemara speaks of Shochet Mishamay Mechayim, and of Ayin Hei. Shochet Mishamay Mechayim. The Pasha says, Yichayim Misham Shochet. Yishech an animal, Yichayim for shechting it. That's what I would have thought. The Gemara also has another suggestion. Maybe Yichayim Misham Silveya. You're dyeing the skin of the animal which was shechted, and now people will buy it and it looks fresher. I think there's manenu, most people would get scared off if you see a bloody animal. I think the Messias may have changed. But okay, so I guarantee the following. Let's say you want to paint your house. Most people, when they want to paint their house, they hire a painter. And what they don't do is they don't hire a shochet and have blood splatter all over the place and color their walls with red. Right? I think it's a safe. It's a safe bet. I'll go further. Let's say someone eats a poskim speak about, let's say you have birthday cakes, the old birthday cake, Shiloh. Eating happy birthday, uncle, whatever. So can you eat that birthday cake on Shabbos? So very old discussion. I think it's Shabbos Ramah, and the Dagomer Vava, very labor-thick old discussion. So within that discussion, poskim speak about, is that considered a shinoi? I guarantee, usually you make a mistake, the same guy who is doing his math homework on Shabbos, when he makes a mistake, what he does not do usually is take the paper and eat it. That's not the way to erase, right? So it's not the way he usually does it. So LMI, but it'd be, on the other hand, it would be very strange. You see a birthday cake, a person who wouldn't usually take out an eraser and start erasing the letters. The normal way to erase those letters would be to eat it. Again, safe bet. So LMI, in this situation, it's a reasonable thing to say that the way to write on these cameras, is it a shinoi? I don't know. The way to write on this camera is to stand in front of it.
Is that, we don't think about that as writing.
Which one?
When I eat a cake, I'm not...
Okay, yeah, that's the other factor. That's the other factors. But Meidach, the Gemara does say simply when something is obsecration, it's not as effective. The Gemara does say, classic, Agora Adam Mita Kisei V'Sasto, which will be a segue into the next section, that Gora Adam Mita Kisei V'Sasto, the Gemara says, even though that's considered obsecration, it's heavy enough, it's going to. But if I'm plowing the ground, normally the way you plow the ground, I don't really know, I'm a city, but I think usually you just plow the ground, they think you do it with something else other than a piano. So then he says, the Gemara says that that's considered a shinoi. Is normally you plow with a shovel or the like. So then the Gemara says that it would be a shinoi, so it wouldn't be an issue of the rights anyway. Gemara Membav Amidbeth, I believe. Okay, so whether this is considered a shinoi is not so pasha. Supposedly, again, Rav Yashiv is quoted that standing in front of the camera, the cameras, and when you're walking by them, is considered a shino, he says. At least being seen on the camera, he thinks it's not considered derek siva. He says even if people do it that way, he's still not considered. He's quoted in many, many svarim as being saying that. Okay, so the main thing I wanted to talk about now for the rest of the most of the rest of the time is in yoni psikresha.
So standing in front of a camera, the mice, do we do?
It sounds like it's not a shinoi. It sounds like it's not a shinoi, and one could argue the case that it's even miskayim.
That's
the way it's. Yeah. Not so simple.
That'd be only if you're doing it
on purpose. That's the next thing I want to talk about right now. Back on the sheets, we're on page 5, starting to do shinoi miskayim. This is, again, the way technology sets itself out right now, is to do many, many different things along the way. Derech Agav, Sikresha, is really the topic to talk about. Okay, so we know, I'm not on page 5, that was Dovah Shein's name. Page 10. So we know that Machlokas of Yehuda Rav Shimon about Dovah Shein HaMiskayim. What's that?
Miskavin,
thank you. Dovah Shein HaMiskavin. And we generally paskin like Rav Shimon, the Dovah Shein HaMiskavin is Moter. However, Moter Rav Shimon, of course, the Psegresh of the Lo Yamas. Psegresh of the Lo Yamas, cut off the head, and we all know what that means. So, at face value, therefore, all of these cases are usher, because they're all Psegresh. You walk in front of a camera, and the old question would be, you walk in front of a light, which is going to go on, therefore, okay, it's not your Kavanah, but Mikol Makom, it's going to happen. So, we all know, again, the first step is, it's a strange way this is presented, because we're only talking about a share and trying to break things down and trying to figure when we can matter things, if things are more nuanced cases, but the first step is it's usher. The first step is that generally psik ratios are usher, and that's to begin with. And generally psik ratios, the way the sugya starts, modu of shim psik ratio, that is usher. Now, well, be that as it is, once things are psikresha, not everyone agrees to all of these, but there are many kulas which come out that something is for that something applied to a psikresha. So, for example, there is already a truma sadeshen, which is mekal psikresha by any issei derabanan. Psikresha, no matter what, if it's an issei derabanan. I think this is the way Rabbi Willig used to present it back when I was in contemporary halacha a long time ago. I guess it wasn't as contemporary, but then, I mean, it's different. It's different. Things have changed a little bit, but some of the things were the same. The psikresha, he says, the pshat is, because we're dealing with this, the rabbanon psikresha is something as an objective malacha. Yisuri rabbanon may not be yisuri chefza. This is famous decevus. And therefore, when I'm doing Issa Daraisa, automatically the other malacha happens. It's considered, but a psikresha, since I don't really have kavanah for it, it's never going to be us according to the Chumash Hadeshim. We generally don't pass on the Chumash Hadeshim, it's always a sniff.
So, even Denichale?
Yes. The next step, of course, is we know the famous Shitas Ha'aruch. Shitas Ha'aruch, psikresha, de lo nechale, haimis achreisit in Issa. Also, Adoka Biyante, but he says only with the Nechaleb, the Lo Nechale, it's Mutter. This is the Aruch in many different places. The Psikresha, the Lo Nechale, is going to be Mutter. Again, we don't usually pass him like him either. But there are many who,
Use it as a tzeruv.
Number one, it's maybe even deeper than a tzeruv. It's not just, it may work differently than other shlos tishlos b'makom mitzvah. The tzeruv would be this, again, this very well explained that back then, 20-some-odd years ago, yeah, 20 is a while. Then I think he still still uses it this way. That the pshat is you combine the shemitzvah d'eshem like this. You say if you combine the two, that is much more room to be makel. Why? Because there are two different svaras for psik reishta being aser. This is the classic hakira of Elchanan Wasserman and many other gedolei achronim, Shmuel Brzezinski, many others. It's already probably found in Rishonim if you read it carefully. That is the pshat in psik reisha, that it's ke'ilu niskafin. You really had in mind to do the other thing. Ke'ilu, you think you're making believe you didn't really have to, but if you're doing the other thing, and the other thing happens, you ke'ilu. Or no, you don't have kavanah of the other thing, but since memela, the other thing is part of what you're doing, that is aser, even though it's not necessarily what you're having in mind to do. It's memela aser. Now, my nafkamina, classically, it's the psik reisha lo nechale. Why? No one would ever think I had in mind to do this. I could care less if this was done. But so if the malach is being done, if the pshat is the malach is automatically done, that's kilo, you're involved in doing the other thing anyway, that's still gonna be the problem. That's the point which makes it us here. So that's the classic chakira of Rav Elchanan. So therefore, if you combine the two, so if the pshat is ke'ilu niskavein, if you take that svara, it's ke'ilu niskavein, that should be true even in Issa d'Rabbanan, because it's ke'ilu niskavein. But if it's lo nechale, then I wouldn't want to do it anyway. So if you can take the two together, psik reisha lo nechale d'Rabbanan, therefore it should be mutter. So there are many poskim, again, like saying this psik reisha lo nechale, once you get to d'Rabbanan is mekel, many other maybe poskim follow him, but the truth is, it's not so clear. If you read Mishneh Berurah, the Chazon Ish, they're not as convinced. They say maybe you need to trade d'Rabbanan, put together the psik reisha lo nechale d'Rabbanan. Okay, so how far do you go, whether or not you make a psik reisha lo nechale with one d'Rabbanan or two d'Rabbanans? Whatever, that's one issue. Another issue to discuss is suffix psik reisha. Suffix psik reisha means, classic of psik reisha means, but they call it psik reisha l'sha'avar, the consonant of stuff. I don't know that, even if I do what I would do, the flies are there, I don't know whether they're there even, or I don't know whether or not it was basar v'chalav on the oven, that's the case in the Rabbi Kiveger in Yeridea, whether I'm cooking basar v'chalav, I don't even know that it's there. Then if it was there, I'm vade cooking it. I don't mean to be cooking it, but if it's there, I'd be vade cooking it. Safek psik reisha. We try to be machmer in that medina with makel. Another two psik reisha. The grama amirul akum psik reisha. Those are more people are more makel for those. Now, so ironically, the fact that it's only a psik reisha, what I mean is a crucial point. They're more cooler, ironically, because it's a psik reisha as opposed to maaseh gomer. So I want to speak about two different extreme cases. We are, in terms of today's technology, to see whether or not we're dealing with something which really, truly is a psik reisha. What do I mean by this? Is whether or not the kulas, ironically, first we'll start with whether the kulas apply, and then we'll discuss whether the chumras apply, and then we'll try to finish. And it's too bad we don't have enough time to do either one of these properly. But now, in terms of the kulas, we speak about the following. Again, Rish Lomo, Zalman, and many Gzoli Achronim believe the following. It's extremely difficult at a certain point to... When I'm trying to, let's say this case, I'm trying to walk into the building. I'll give you that case before. I'm trying to walk into the building and step in front of the camera. So am I trying to walk in front of the camera or I'm trying to walk into the building? What am I really trying to do? Or, it's complicated.
Well, you're trying to walk, you mean, but the guy was once to let you in.
You want to let you in.
But there, it's not a section there, you want there.
You want to be seen, but you're trying to get into the building. I mean, you're really trying to get into the building, you want to be seen. So, right, this is what I want to, good. Next. A classic a case like this. You walk into a room. The way to open the light, there is a switch over there, but many situations, there is no switch. The way to open the light, typically, is by walking in the room. This is not the same thing, but there are Shlomo Zalman and many and others. Not everyone, this is not Muskum, but at a certain point, there's a very fine line between deciding whether or not something is a psik reisha, or it's your kavana gemura. That is your maisa. You're trying to do this. No. For example, this is one of the things we've been talking about here. Again, so when you're putting your hand under the sink to open the faucet, that's a maisa gomer. That's a maisa gomer. When you're opening the hotel door, Right? But how about when you're walking through an automatic door? That's a little bit more, I don't know, you're walking in the room or you're trying to open the door. Not so simple. Not so simple. How do you, you're trying to get in. Is that a ma'aseh? Is that a psik reisha? How about when you get up from an automatic toilet? I mean, you're getting up because you probably don't want to spend the rest of your life in a toilet seat. It's reasonable. But me'idach, that is the way you're flushing. That's the way it flushes right now. It's made to do that. Is that the same thing as just when Derek Agav, you're dragging your piano? And is that a meiser or is that a psikresha? That's not at all obvious. So could I apply any of the aforementioned kulas and figure out whether it's nechole or lo nechole or whether or not it's an isidor bonner or isidor reiser? It could be a meiser gomer in some of these cases. I don't know, flushing a toilet, what is that? Is that a psik ratio or that is the way to flush the toilet? Derech agav, I think it's a nechali derech agav. I think normally you would do it, number one, and two, there's a reason why you should do it. The Gemara says in Chagiga, I was very excited about this. The Gemara says in Chagiga, if a person does something disgusting, which makes someone else disgusted by, even though they don't realize it, that Kodesh Baruch Hu brings them, punishes them for that. So they think that would be an example. If someone kills a bug in front of somebody else and they're nimas from it, they find it disgusting, repulsed by it, then. So I think leaving someone's remains, I think, would be our modern day, not a modern day, that existed back then too, would be the relevant. I think it's a psik reisha, the nichole, if it would be a psik reisha, but maybe ma'aseh gomer even. So I don't know whether or not these kulos would be applicable. You have to figure that out. Not all posts can agree to that. With these type of things, anytime it's metuchna makath, that's their language, it's set up. The classical case of the psik reisha, go around the mita kiv the saslav, drag a piano, so derech agav, it's going to do something else. But you set up something in the first place, to open the refrigerator door, the light's going to go on. Is that a psik reisha or is that your maisa? That's the way it's set up, that's the way that light's supposed to go on. And you have multiple kavanas. That when it's metuchna on the kav, when it's set up for that purpose, you can't consider it a psik reisha anymore. It's worse than it's a kavana gemura. Point number one. Point number two, this we have to finish, that there's another case which is going to be much less than a psik reisha. There's another case which maybe this is another post gemara which apply to many of these cases, where a person is a gemara. There's a famous Rashba which is quoted by many, a Rashba in Shabbos Daf Kuf Zayin, which speaks about when I close a door and there happens to be a deer in it, and there's a deer in it. His Rashba goes even further. Even when I have in mind to catch the deer also, that's a very schwer idea. Even when I have it in mind, that's a lot of literature. But at least when I know the deer is there, the psik reisha, and it seems like even nechale, clearly you want to catch the deer. Somehow the Rashba's matir. How is that? We'll have to figure that. So there's a way that, basically, that way that some achronim want to explain it, the marmakomos are there for you, is that there are different nuances and different ways of understanding it, but it goes along something like something is only a psik reisha when the two events are inextricably linked. The two are, I'm doing this maisa kim'at, the other thing is part of that maisa. Here, it's kim'at, total happen chance that there happens to be a deer there. Even if I want the deer, I'm closing the door, but I always close the door. I'm acting as I normally would. I'm living my life as I normally would. The fact that there happens to be a deer in the house, somewhere tracked away, somewhere in the back of my room, makes things different. Problem is, so, in our type of situation, that's one. There's another Gemara a little bit later on there on Shabbos, speaks of dor salafi tumo. If I see a bug which is dangerous, besides the heter, the balamar, there are other rishonim, have an idea. I'm walking down the street and I just simply, I simply step on it. Dar silafituma, walking innocently, even though I know what's going to happen, I want it to happen. I want to kill it. Dar silafituma, walking innocently by the street. Our variation of the same is hanah habal adam bal karcho. You become a certain, you sort of become like a chefta. That's how gavra. That's the way I understand this. The Gemara, based on Gemara and Pesachim daf chaf hey amibayis. Ayin sham. You want to talk to me later. We don't have time to develop this. But at a certain point, classically, when you're doing a malacha, you're doing a maisa. You're the one who's active. Here, albeit you may be moving, but it's because there are other things going around you. And because of that, if other things happen, are you really the ones doing it, even in the sense of the psik reisha? At a certain point, these things may be less than a psik reisha. You're not even, yes, they're definitely happening, and they're happening because of your movement, but they're happening so tangential to what you're doing that they're poskim who are mekel, albeit if these are not obvious, because the Mishnah Berurah paskins against this Rashba, classical poskim paskin against this Rashba, these are chidushim, but things that some of the more modern, some of the later poskim are occasionally rely on as snifim for other, let's say a light will go on, it's going to happen completely derech agav, then maybe room to talk about. Okay? Shikaya. I think we talked about most of. Shikaya for listening.